L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back, hour number three from coast to coast here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. Carver High and the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, in for Scotty. Of course, Scotty will be back tomorrow. He's been out. Be back from his fourth of Pharrell vacation. And we will get things cooking here as July is here. We're almost there. The little stretch left here before we start to get to football and get to the fall and get to the NFL and college. It's right around the corner. In fact, Cam, the first signs of college football are this week because I saw the Big 12s having their media week this week in Texas, which is always – that means that talking season is here. Everybody loves talking season. When all the coaches get up there and tell you how – their team is so much more improved from last year and that they're going to get make the college football playoff and win this and win that. We love talking season, Cam. It's always fun.
Got to be honest with you, Carver. I can just breeze through summer. I'm fall and baseball and football, like get me there. Get me there. The summer's too hot for me. I want it nice and cool, and I want football, and I want to go nuts. That's what I want to do. And then baseball playoffs.
Yeah,
there we go.
Baseball playoffs, indeed. All right, let's get to baseball tonight, Cam, as we have several games. Pretty good Monday night, actually, with 10 games on the schedule, which we always love. We'll start in Detroit, where the Rays and the Tigers will get together. Shane Baz against Keider Montero this evening. How about the Rays being a slight favorite tonight in Detroit? I got them at minus 115 now, minus 105 for the Tigers. And an 8.5. You got the 57-win Tigers, dogs in their own building tonight, Cam?
I don't know. That line tells you something there, Carver. It seems a little bit tricky. I'm seeing a straight pick, but the Rays are just a very good baseball team, too. I got to be honest with you. This is a tough game. This is the early start, too. 6:40 Eastern, 3:40 Pacific out of the gate. You like to have some action on it because it's usually half an hour before the other games. But I got to be honest with you. I kind of lean under in this game. I don't really... I see getting to nine runs as a stretch tonight, and I kind of like the Rays. But this game, I don't know if anything's sticking out to you. This is a very difficult baseball game to bet.
I think the line tells me Rays, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I think it says Rays to me, and I think that's probably it's either that or nothing. That's for sure. Next up, the Rockies go to Fenway. Of course, the Red Sox beat up on the Nationals this weekend down in D.C. Richard Fitz goes for Boston. Austin Gascan Gomber going for Colorado. Minus 250 for Boston. Plus 205 for the Rockies. And a 9.5 up and away at Fenway tonight. Straight to the moon.
Giving me Fitz and Gomber. Oh, my God. Yeah. Pew, pew. This is it. This is it, Carver. Can we take it over and the Boston Red Sox run line parlay piece as well? Like 9-6 final for Boston sounds about right tonight with Gombert and throwing fits. Yeah, it's just look at these guys. It's gas can central. And Boston's hitting right now with Trevor Story, too. This is, I don't know how you take an under in this game. Runs.
Yeah, this has got to be some runs for the Rockies and the Red Sox tonight. Got to be that. The Marlins are in Cincinnati against the Reds. It'll be our friend Jansen Junk going for the fish. Brady Singer goes for Cincinnati, who's minus 135, plus 115 for the fish, and a 9.5. I think this has some gas on it, too. Now, look, Cam, we've gone after this Junk a couple of times now. Not to great success, but I got a feeling it's coming. Like, I want to be there for the party when this Junk finally, when Junk gets beat up by somebody. Oh, yeah. And I think it could be tonight, maybe, at Great American.
Yeah, lots of junk in the garbage disposal. I'm with you tonight. Me and Carver, big party, lots of bags. I got to tell you, we're going to load up the garbage cart right now. Junk is going to get rocked. Multiple bags over the 4th of July. I like the over in this game, and Cincinnati's lost two. Coming into this one, I think they hit Junk tonight. So I like the over, and give me the big red machine to bounce back against the fish.
I think that they'll win also. Over for me, Cam, in that one. We'll go up and away in Cincinnati. Good pitching matchup. Couple guys who were named to the All-Star team yesterday, and Freddy Peralta and Yamamoto. Dodgers and the Brewers in Milwaukee. Dodgers minus 145 on the road, plus $1.20 for the Brewers at home. 7.5, the short number.
Yeah. Very short number. Dodgers, remember, the best team to the overs. I want to take an under, but that 7.5 scares me. With Yamamoto, I like the Dodgers on the road. I just don't like the price, which is a little bit lower, but I like the Dodgers here. Coming off a sweep against Houston, too, they'll be in a bad mood. That's not good for Milwaukee.
They will be in a bad mood. There's no question about that. The Pirates are coming off a weekend where they didn't even score a run. In Seattle, they'll try to at least do that. They'll have Andrew Heaney on the mound against Noah Cameron in Kansas City. Royals are minus $1.50, plus 125 for the Buccos, and an 8.5.
What do you think about this one, Carver? I like the Royals. I just don't want to lay that kind of juice. Noah Cameron's been good. Pittsburgh can't hit right now. Under? Home team in the under? I'm looking at the Royals, but what do you think?
I know that the Pirates are putrid offensively. It's a good night for hitting. A nice, hot, steamy night in Kansas City. It's a good night for hitting.
You're liking that over, kind of bucking the trend there. Like Pittsburgh after that series where they didn't get one, just kind of say, okay, now we're ready to hit, and the Royals should be able to get runs off of Heaney. Maybe this is a sneaky over.
And I have one of the Royals as one of my home run guys, too. So I'm looking for Heaney to get beat up a little bit tonight. So it's maybe a little bit of a sneaky over for me tonight, Cam, in Kansas City with those two. The Jays, it's a low number, 8.5. The Jays are going for 9 in a row tonight in Chicago against the White Sox. Jose Berrios and Sean Burke, not the former NHL goalie with the Devils, Sean Burke, but the pitcher for the White Sox, Sean Burke. Minus 175 for the Jays, plus 145 for Chicago, and an 8.5.
This game, every time the Jays seem to go to play the White Sox on the road, it usually turns out to be crazy, wild games with overs. Berrios, he's okay. Burke, you know, I got to be honest with you, an ERA of 4 for the White Sox isn't that bad, but they can get to that bullpen. I can't get in front of the Blue Jays right now. This is not going to happen. They're not going to win forever. Carver, 8 in a row, but they got to go in there and keep on winning. You know, Boston's coming off the sweep. The Orioles are playing better. The Yankees, I know they only won one game, but they're still there. That's the whole thing. Tampa Bay doesn't lose a lot of baseball, so you got to take care of business. I'm not getting in front of it. It looks like a parlay piece because I just don't want to lay the juice.
I'm going to lay the run line, Cam. I think the Jays stay hot. I think that they can beat up this Burke. Minus 1.5 on the run line for Toronto.
I like your confidence, Carver. I like your confidence.
Well, yeah, why not? Why not? Tonight's the night they'll probably lay down because I'm on them. We'll squeeze one more and then do the rest after the break. Guardians and the Astros in Houston. Tanner Bibee and the immortal Colton Gordon going. Minus 135 for the Astros, plus 115 for Cleveland, and a 7.5.
Is this light? The Guardians have lost 10 in a row. Beatty on the road is a train wreck. Oh, something's happening here. I'm smelling trap. I'm the mouse. You're giving me the cheese. Houston's it seems like the play, but that line tells me stay away.
that's 7.5. With these guys going, you know, Biden gives up a lot of homers.
Yes.
Even this Commissioner Gordon ain't great either. I don't know if he that's a very weird number. For real, coast to coast, we'll come back, finish the rest of the baseball next week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And we're back. Frel Coast to Coast here on a Monday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us here. All right. We got a couple of late night on the left coast games, Cam. Three West Coast starts. We'll start in Anaheim where the Rangers and the Angels get together. Really the best pitching matchup of the night, too. Also a couple of all-stars facing each other. I know Peralta and Yamamoto pretty good, but Jacob deGrom against the immortal Kikuchi going tonight for the Angels. Minus 135 for Texas, plus $1.15 for Anaheim, and a 7.5.
I want to take the under here, Carver. DeGrom has been amazing. Kikuchi's been under the radar. Don't let the three wins fool you. He's got an ERA of 2.8. So, like these, you said it, this is a fantastic pitching matchup. Angels lost every game by one run to the Blue Jays this weekend. I don't really want to screw around with it. I think I'm just going to take the under in this game. I think the Angels could be live.
Man, 7.5. Like,
I can't take over.
You know, there's some, I can't either. There are some guys on this Ranger team that have touched up Kikuchi in the past, but still, he's pitched really good, especially during this stretch where the Angels have played some better baseball. So probably not going to get in front of that one either, Cam. I do like the Rangers tonight on the road. The Diamondbacks will be in San Diego against the Padres. Zach Gallen and Yu Darvish.
Darvish
makes his first start of the season. He has been out all year so far, Cam. Of course, coming off the 60-day IL with the elbow injury for tonight. It will be minus 125 for Darvish and the Padres, plus 105 for a gallon of milk and the Snakes, and an 8.5.
Well, a gallon of milk will cost you $5.45. I don't know, on the road even more, Carver. Like, I don't know about this guy. His numbers are damn right atrocious. I'll tell you, Darvish, what are we going to get from him? Obviously, he's not going to pitch too many. They can't screw around. San Diego has to think about the big picture with the Dodgers and everybody else. I think maybe a short price for these guys, but I don't know how long Darvish is going to go. Gallon's just horrible. I lean Padres.
Yeah, you know, Gallen's been really bad. He had a 5.5
really
ERA.
Bad.
He's given up 20 homers this year. Like, this is the guy to go after.
Bam!
And honestly, like, even you said, you don't know how much you're going to get out of Darvish. And to be quite honest with you, Cam, he's making his first start of the year, and he's facing a lineup that historically there's guys that hit him pretty well.
Over.
Too. You know, Carroll, 538 with two homers. Marte, 289 with two homers. You know, McCann, two homers. He's in the lineup. Suarez, 235 with a home. You know, he's got guys that hit him, too, because they've seen him so much. And he's coming off cold. That could be an overnight, Cam. 8.5.
You told me all I need to know, Carver. I love reading your mail. You're right. Like, think about this. Gallon's going to get hit. And these guys have a great history against Darvish. And he might be, like, giving up some bombs, and they got to protect him. So, yes, over seems to be a play. At Petco, I'm down with the program. Over 8.5.
And finally, the Phillies will head west, where they will see the Giants at Oracle opening up a series. It'll be Christopher Sanchez and Landon Rau going this evening. Minus 135 for the Phillies, plus 115 for the Giants, and a 7.5.
I got to tell you, Sanchez, like, what a year. Like, this guy's been absolutely fantastic. Money, Phillies. I like the Phillies. I don't know, Carver, do you think they can get it done on the road? The price isn't too bad, but two pretty good pitchers. Rau's been pretty decent for the Giants as well. Not sure if we can get there, but I lean Phillies, and I'm not sure about the total, but I'd probably say under with these two guys going. What do you think?
You know, I like the Giants tonight. Start
like
of a
the
West
Giants?
Coast trip for the Phillies. I like the Giants tonight, Cam and Raup, believe it or not. I'm going to take a shot. We got to have somebody to a couple pooches tonight, Cam. We got to bark a little bit at the moon. I don't want to bark late night bark at the moon with Raup.
Ozzy Osbourne style. Yeah, I got to find a couple pooches because right now I don't have enough dogs in the kettle. You're right. They're free.
Got to have some pooches.
They're running wild.
Yeah,
I know. You're right, Carver.
Pooches in. So late night pooch.
Gun shy.
For me.
Yeah, Grigor Dimitrov has got me scared of picking up dogs after that debacle with his injury. So, yeah, peck injury. Thanks. Anyway.
Dimitrov. I can't believe that he did that up after winning the first two sets.
Yeah. Thanks.
This sinner's having his wine tonight, too, and his dinner in Wimbledon and in England. I can't believe he gets to play on Wednesday. Oh, that was the worst. All right, how about some long balls for tonight? Of course, we need a little tater time. On a Monday night, let's start the week right. Now, there's only a couple games, and there are a few that I kind of left off the list that I'm probably going to end up putting in, but these are the ones I like the most. We'll go Ellie in the Marlin-Red game.
I like it.
Of course.
Carver.
I'm going after this junk, and we'll go after him with Ellie on a great night to hit the ball out, plus 350 for him. How about two from one game? Augustin Ramirez off of Singer also, so more Marlin-Red action for you, plus 400 for Ramirez. Trevor Story's been hot. Why would I get away from that? Especially with Gas Can Gomber on the mound at Fenway. Plus 420 for Trevor Story. I told you I was going to go after Heaney tonight, Cam. I'm going to with Bobby Witt Jr. Plus 460 for him off of Heaney. Good night for hitting in KC. And Adolis Garcia has really burned me a lot this year. I'm not going to lie. It kind of bothers me that I'm going to him, but I couldn't get away from the fact that he hits Kikuchi really well, and he's got a couple homers off him in his career. So plus 460 late night for Adolis Garcia. So Ellie, Ramirez, Story, Witt, and Garcia. But I will tell you, Cam.
I got one for you. I got one for you too, Carver. Goodwin. I'm adding Goodwin in the game of like Gomber and Gas Can and Fitz.
Okay.
Fitz of Rage and Gomber. Goodwin for the Rockies tonight. He's already got 16 home runs. I'm adding him. He's my guy tonight.
I'll probably do some of this on Carver and Lisi with Joe because it's a late night game. I'm going to find some homers in that Arizona-San Diego game with Darvish and Gallen. I'm gonna try to get a little some things going there with that game. So I think we'll get some fireworks late night at Petco Park. So there you go. Some long balls for Monday night here on C2C. All right, we'll come back, Cam. We have several other things to accomplish before we get out of here. I've got some NBA stuff. I've got some golf. Really good field this week at the Scottish Open that we'll talk about. We've got some soccer. A lot of potpourri of things for Cam before we get out of here today. Coast to coast, back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast here on a Monday. Carver High and Cam Stewart. And for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio, Scott will be back tomorrow here with you. Cam, a few NBA notes for you. As now we've reached the time of the year where there's no more legal tampering. Everything is just legal. As the new NBA year has started, all those trades and signings and everything from last week are finally official. There was another trade today. I talked with Coach a little bit about it earlier. So the Clippers, Jazz, and Heat do a three-team deal. John Collins goes to the Clippers. I love a John Collins. Norman Powell to Miami. Kevin Love, Kyle Anderson, and a 2027 second-round pick go to Utah. So obviously, Cam, the big thing here is this Powell, who had a great year in L.A. last year for the Clippers, now goes to the Heat. Love goes to Utah and Anderson, but the word on the street is, Cam, that they will be bought out of those deals.
Done. Yeah,
and will be free to go wherever they choose.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, you don't want to throw those guys out there. Norm will get you some points. He's one of those guys. Like, I remember with the Raptors, streak scorer. Like, that's pretty good stuff. That's good news for Miami. And Norm will be very happy there. I know at the Raptors parade, Carver, he liked to throw him back, and he'll have a lot of time to do so in South Beach.
That's right. Norm had a big hand. Norm was part of that Raptor championship team.
Norm!
Back in the day.
Yeah,
Norm.
Friend of the program.
Friend of the program, as always. The Kevin Durant trade became official. This is now, I mean, this is just so silly, Cam. In order for them to get this through, this was a seven-team trade. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six.
Yeah.
Seven teams it took to get this trade through the league offices. Phoenix, Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, Malouk, which was the draft pick, Plowden, Houston, Kevin Durant, and Capella, Brooklyn, 2 seconds, Golden State, Tui, Mashik, Atlanta, second swap, Tiaro, Zerisky. I mean, Cam, here's my thing.
And
I said this to Coach earlier.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
How broken is the system now where in the NBA salary cap, which is you need to be a wizard to try to figure out exactly first apron, second apron, all this nonsense.
Yeah.
In order for this to work to get Durant to Houston, they had to route it through seven teams in order for all of the things to even out in order to make it work. It's too much, Cam. It's stupid, to be quite honest with you. It's nonsense that it takes seven teams to make a trade work.
That was like, I looked at that board and it gave me a headache. That was the dumbest thing that I've ever seen, Carver. You're right. The system's broken. What are you going to do? Like, that's just stupid. You couldn't have said it any better. I'm looking at that going, what? Like, really? I'll say one thing, though. The Houston Rockets, like, one more kick at the can with Durant. He's got a couple good years left. They're going for it. But I don't know. Even if they are,
can you
beat OKC?
I disagree. And I'm sure that I know I'm probably maybe I'm not in the minority with this, because Coach before last hour was glowing about Houston and thinking
about
that
Houston
they're gonna be. I don't know what does Durant have left, Cam? Like, I'm just being serious. Like, I know that he's in his late 30s now. I know he could still score. Doesn't do much else, and he doesn't play half the time. Like, I don't see why this. You are not getting Kevin Durant, who won NBA Finals MVPs with the Warriors. Like, you're not getting same player. I'm kind of surprised that everybody thinks this is like a done deal now. The Rockets are one of the three best teams in the NBA.
Oh, I don't think that's the whole thing. But you know what it is? As a franchise, Carver, I can understand what they're doing. sometimes when you're there, you got to go for it. And I'm with you. As Pharrell says, he's on the back nine. Like, he's really on the back nine, maybe hole 16 or 17. But because he got one more birdie finish in him, and it's nice to see that the Rockets are at least going for it in a very tough West. But I'm with you. There's a lot of question marks here, and this guy could be gone. He could get hurt, and they can just blow it all up. Like, that's the whole thing. It's a problem.
Yeah, that's the thing. And look, they have some really good young talent on that team with Amen Thompson and with Jabari Smith Jr. I'm not downgrading any of that stuff. I'm just saying, thinking that Durant is the key to unlock them winning a title. Mm. He certainly wasn't in Brooklyn, and he certainly wasn't in Phoenix. True. So let's just, I mean, we got to pump the brakes a little bit here going through, as far as I'm concerned. All right, Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Monday. Carver High, Cam Stewart in for Scotty. We'll come back. More to do. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Monday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on SportsGrid and SportsGrid Radio. Scotty back tomorrow from his fourth of Pharrell holiday. Here we go, Cam. A couple of other NBA things, and then we'll move on. Bradley Beal is allegedly exploring his options with other teams. There is anticipation that the Suns will buy him out. They don't want him anymore, Cam, and that's probably the best course of action for them to take. Buy him out. And then I already saw today, this ties into the next story too, Chris Paul did some interview this weekend where he kind of alluded to that this will be his last year in the NBA. This coming season would be his 21st and last season in the league. And then I saw that him and Beal would end up on the Clippers, is what I saw. That's just what the Clippers need. Add those guys into the mix. So
yeah,
rumor that I saw this afternoon, Cam. Guys going to the Clippers.
What is this? What are the LA Geriatrics? Holy jeez, is it? You like the senior league?
Yeah.
Like,
you know, yeah.
Kawhi Leonard. Hop around here, you know. It's like, what are we doing here?
Harden, Kawhi, Brooke Lopez, and then throw in Beal and Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know,
wow.
You know, why not? Why not? You know, that's.
We still got it.
Got the Zubox, too. Don't they still got the Zubox? They got him in the mix also. They got. You never know. I mean, it's if they were in the East, they'd be maybe the best team. You never know. Knicks new coach Mike Brown got a 4-year, $40 million contract. Must be nice. And the Knicks owe Thibodeau $30 million. Paying a lot of money for coaches, Cam. They better win next year. That's a lot of scratch.
What are these guys doing?
For head coaches.
Like, seriously. 4-year, $440 million to coach the Knicks. Anyway, this is a whole new world that's just blowing me away, and you're owing Tibbs $30 million. Not really good money managers. I get ripped off with scams, but I'm glad I'm the Knicks. They like to dish it out. Jeez, I'll tell you. Don't give them your –
they do.
Glad
like
they're not my
that.
Investment company for my retirement, because I'm done with these guys.
And the books apparently weren't very impressed with their hiring of Mike Brown either, because – when the odds were put up at the end of the year and after all these moves were made, the Knicks were in like the top two or three in terms of the odds board. When you look at it today, Cam, they've slipped a little bit. As you can see, they're now 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth. Look at Houston. Wow. Denver and Houston were the high risers, Cam. They're second and third behind Oklahoma City now, Denver and Houston.
Well, I don't know what we're going to say. All I know is I look at these odds and people were talking about Cleveland, but, you know, what have they ever done? It's the same thing. It's the hype. They look good on paper. And I don't know. There's a lot of people, Carver. I don't know how you feel. I like your opinion. People talking about Orlando like they're this cool, sexy thing going on. At like, you know, are the Magic going to be the team in the East? I don't know. A lot of people really like them this year going into the season.
A lot of people do. Really like them. That's for sure. They really love them going into the season. I'm not one of those people who really loves them. Not at all. All right. We also have, finally, Cam, for NBA.
Yeah.
The Summer League is back. Okay? So the Summer League started on Saturday night. Of course, you have the California and the Utah Classic. So they start with a couple games, three for each team in Utah, three for each team in California. And then they will, everybody gets to Vegas on Thursday which is when they start the Vegas Summer League. So we have two games tonight, and I will ask you, Cam, will you dip your toe in the water for NBA Utah Summer League action tonight? Sixers minus 5.5 against the Thunder in the first game. Jazz minus 3 against Memphis in the other game. That Edgecombe, I was saying to Coach earlier, he had 28 points Saturday night, his first game for the Sixers. He had a big night. Kind of like that Edgecombe, yep. Cam. He played well.
Yeah, he did. But what are you saying? He's going to put on the brakes. I got to say, hey, save it for Vegas. But like when everybody comes out to play right now, Thunder, I lean Philadelphia, but laying 5.5 in a summer league game seems like an absolute idiot bet. And no thanks. Grizzlies, Jazz, no clue. You're right. But the thing is, Carver, over the years, we bet this thing and we've actually hit the winner of the summer league a couple times. So I got to dig a little bit deeper. Who says we can't bet it? We can bet anything we want. So let's do a little bit. We'll dive in a little bit deeper and we'll find something here. Right now, I don't really have anything for you. I'm sorry.
It's the summertime, Cam. Anything that you can find is on the table at this point until football starts. If you can find it, tee it high and let it fly. All right. That's pretty much what it comes down to when it comes to all of that stuff. All right. There's your NBA. Speaking of tee it high and let it fly. Brian Campbell Soup, won the John Deere Classic, the tractor tournament, in a playoff off over the little Argentinian with a big heart, Emiliano Grillo. I got to tell you, Cam, it was just like, now, I know a lot of people, the casuals maybe don't get involved other than the big events, the majors, the signature events, things like that. The last 2 weeks on the PGA Tour, these two jabroni events, the Rocket and the tractor tournament, they were absolutely wild on Sunday in terms of the swings of who could win. I mean, again, yesterday, you had, honestly, what, 5, 6, 7 guys within 2 or 3 shots of the lead on the back nine? I mean, there was really anything could happen the last couple. So the week before, you had 3 guys in a playoff. This week, you had 2 guys in a playoff. They've had a really good couple of weeks. I know you don't have the huge names, but it's been a lot of fun.
No, I prefer it. And great point by you. You know, we talked about like the NHL playoff games going to overtime. Will tournament go to playoff? Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Canadian Open, it started. The Rocket Mortgage. This John Deere Classic. So the only one, the U.S. Open. And if Spawn didn't go bananas, you would have had a playoff there too. It feels like every tournament is close. Nobody's running away with anything. And as for Brian Campbell, I don't know how this guy does it. You brought it up earlier. All he does is not show up, or when he's on the leaderboard, he wins. First, he gets a tree to help him beat Poltergeist, Aldrich Potgieter, in that first playoff, and then he does it again against your boy Grillo. And shout out to Carver. Great picks this week again. And Brady Cannon, one of the best in the business. The guy had Kevin Roy, for God's sakes. He almost won it like 1,000,000 to 1. So there were guys lurking, but, oh, no, Brady's good. And I was looking at that leaderboard going, one of you guys is going to be happy. But we didn't have Campbell Soup, two cans.
Brady had,
all he does is show
Brady
up.
Had, Brady had Captain
had
Kirk
Grillo
the week
too.
Before, too. He had Captain Kirk
Brady's
the week
good.
Before Brady did. He's been
what a golf capper.
Again, it's like I said about Keith last week. The same thing. These guys have really been, you talk about knocking on the door. I mean, when you got guys losing in playoffs every week and losing by, it's coming. Now, this week, Cam, they're going to Scotland. Of course, the always week before the Open Championship, Scottish Open. But this seems like, Cam, an even more start. This is like a major quality field that they have at the Scottish Open this week. I mean, Scheffler, Rory, Xander, Fleetwood, Morikawa, Oberg, Bobby Mack, who, of course, won this last year. Fitzpatrick is high. Wow, Fitzpatrick is high on the board this week, Cam, 34-1. Guys barely made the cut in a lot of tournaments. Burns, Hovland, everybody's here this week, Cam. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the reason Fitzpatrick is there, he always plays well in the Scottish, but his form is not worthy of anything under like 45. But watch out, you know, we could have some guys. Morikawa kind of play. He plays well in Europe too. He's got kind of the game for Lynx Golf. Now, we'll have some great picks this week, Carver. Hopefully we hit one, but watch out. Robert McIntyre, he takes this tournament seriously, being a Scot, and we'll see what we have there. Is Tommy Fleetwood ever going to break down the door? He's been close.
Man, this would be the type of place where maybe he could. First time we're seeing him since that awful loss on the 72nd hole to Keegan Bradley. There's a Jabroni tournament this week, too, the ISCO. Thor Bjornsson is 16-1. 3018 Roy. There's Kevin Roy's in this, 20-1. Jackson Coivin, 22. Rico Hoey, Cam Champ. Mark put the good field at the Jabroni tournament, Cam. We're going to have to do picks on Wednesday.
Give me Coivin, the amateur from Auburn at 22. I'll lock it in now.
We got to find some donkeys further down the line.
We'll find a real loser. I got some dogs for you. Please. Yeah.
Coast to coast. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And we're back. Pharrell coast to coast on a Monday. Carver, I, Cam Stewart in for Scotty.
Unbelievable.
See, the problem is you get me and Cam together, and we start talking golf, and it's a Monday, so it's the first, you know, we're really just looking at the board for the first time. Wednesday's when you guys usually get the picks, but me and Cam are going to the board. I mean, some of the names in that Jabroni tournament, the ISCO, oh, my goodness. I mean, Lipsky almost won last week. He's 110-1.
I got to put some money on Lips.
Listen.
That's crazy.
There should be a rule, Cam. Cam, there should be a rule. Mm-hmm. If you've never won a PGA Tour event, you should never be the favorite. If you've never won PGA Tour event, you can't be the favorite to win one because you've never won one. Why are you the favorite to win this?
Think about this.
Griot's won tournaments before. Like, he's won tournaments. Like,
I agree with you.
You know, I understand. Thor Bjornsson's never won.
I had Thor Bjornsson last week. He came out of the gate brutal. Then he shot 7 under. He was there like a little whatever, T18, 20, whatever the hell it was. He's just not it. I'm telling you, so Carver, watch out for Jackson Coivin. He finished really strong. He's that amateur, number one rated amateur in the world from Auburn. He played great last week, another week under his belt. I just want more. They're like, the problem with these golf books is they're not giving me enough, and they're putting Lips at 100-1 for Lipsky. The guy almost won the damn tournament. He was all like, I don't understand why this guy is being disrespected like that, but we'll have picks on Wednesday. This tournament's making me angry already. I'm looking at the numbers going, they're not big enough for anybody.
Don't forget, Chris Ventura, golf detective, is in this field as well at 50-1. So there's
maybe a first round leader is more appropriate.
Now,
than
this isn't the one. Oh, now there's back to back weeks of Jabroni tournaments. The Barracuda's next week at the same week as the Open Championship. God. That's the one with the dopey scoring, right? That's the one with
the scoring. Eagles are 5. I like that tournament. We've done well in it before. You just got to find birdie machines.
Nicky Dunlop last year.
Dunlop was there. Dunlop was there. He's like 150-1. Golf's crazy, man. Some guys get no respect. And you look at the leaderboard going, they're there.
I know. So lots of golf this week. Two tournaments this week. Two tournaments next week. Liv is in Spain this week at Valderrama as well. So that's their like little tune-up for the Open Championship. Sergio, we had a good ticket with Sergio there last year for a win. So we're hoping to go. You know who I like? Here we go, Cam. I know he's chalk. Rahm's winning in Spain this week in Liv.
I like your style. Spain. And I had, remember my pick for the DP World Tour? My guy came second, Jordan Smith, second. I'm like, why did you lose to Brown? The other Brit beat down my Brit, Brown.
Rom is sick and tired of hearing how he doesn't win. He saw Sergio win there last year. You know he wants to win at Valderrama. Rom, I know it's like plus 500 or something. Rom's going to win this week.
If he wins, plus 500, no, it's better than nothing.
Do Rom and Scheffler parlay for the Scottish. You can put Rom to win.
No, I like that, Carver. You might be onto something.
Yeah, creative, Cam. We'll get a little creative here. All right, here's the rest of what we got. Mexico beat the United States 2-1 to win the Gold Cup last night. There you go. Over 2.5 is a winner. USA scored early. Mexico scored then in the 30th minute. They won in the second half. Gold Cup, second time Mexico wins. Whatever. You know, the USA fans are pretty good, Cam. They lost, so it's who cares. We had our C team. But if they would have won, they would have wanted a parade in the streets. So, and obviously I root for USA soccer. Like, just relax, please.
Look at Canada. We were all talking, whatever. We weren't even there, bro. That was the disappointment. So I got nothing to say other than at least you guys went to the finals. But I am interested. This Gabe's been right into this FIFA Club World Cup, and there's a couple nice matches there.
Well, you got this one, obviously the South American team, Fluminense, against Chelsea in one semi, and PSG Real Madrid in the other semi. Those are both at MetLife Tuesday, Wednesday. Then the final will be at MetLife on Sunday. So down to the last four there in the FIFA Club World Cup. Wimbledon, we obviously had some fun with this earlier. This sinner got a complete gift. To move on into the next round. And I believe that means, Cam, and I would have wondered what the, you know what the interesting part was? When he was losing 2-0, they usually keep those numbers up live to win the whole tournament. I bet you could have got a really good number on Sinner to win the whole tournament when he was down two sets to none. Now he's plus 230. And Alcaraz is the favorite at minus 105. Djokovic is plus 370. Taylor Fritz is 20-1 and Ben Shelton's 24-1. Forget the other three guys. You want to know why, Cam? They got no shot.
Ben Shelton, but Sinner got lucky and now he's going to take advantage of it. He's like a guy like who got a great break in a tournament, no penalty, no nothing.
He's going to the final.
Like he might have lost today. Now he's cruising after this. Like I'm cheering
for Shelton.
He's
going to the final now. He won't lose another set probably. He's going to go all the way to the final and he'll play Alcaraz again. After that great match that they had at the French. As far as the ladies goes, this Sabalenka is going to win, right? Although there's been a lot of upsets, so maybe not. But she's the number one, and she's still there. She's minus -155. Swiatek is plus +390. Andreeva's plus
+500. If you're looking for somebody, that's the one. That's the one. If you want somebody outside the first two, Mira Andreeva. She has a game. She's a little bit young. She can get kind of hot and cold, but when she's hot, she's in a zone. She's there. I would take her. If you can get her 5-1, I'd look at Belinda Bencic's great, but she's a little bit too old. I'm a big fan, but that's the one. Mira Andreeva, if you're looking for somebody, I don't trust Swiatek. I don't think she can get it done, but that's Andreeva's my girl.
Look at this. Cam breaking down the women's field at Wimbledon. I mean,
I like women's tennis stuff.
He's all in. This is great.
I'm going to write your golf picks this week, Carver, because my Fjord Bjornsons of the world are doing nothing but putting my head through a wall. I can tell you
I got to tell you, Cam, and I was looking at it last night and this morning. No, the golf. I'm back on the golf.
Oh, yeah?
I'm really putting the card together for the Scottish. It's going to be hard this week. Like,
I agree with you.
It's like a major and a signature. Like, you're going to go after these guys after two or three weeks off? Like, Scotty and Rory have had two or three weeks off? I don't know.
I know.
If I want to go after them, we're going to.
I want to talk to you and Keith about it, though. I can tell you that.
Brady. With it. We'll come back, and we will wrap this puppy up. For El Coast to Coast on a Monday. Back at us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Back for El Coast to Coast here on a Monday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. All right, Cam, let's do some leftovers here before we get out of here. A few things. Steelers and TJ Watt are allegedly still very far apart in contract talks, with training camp obviously a few weeks away. Yeah, Cam, I'll believe it when I see it that TJ Watt isn't playing for the Steelers week one when they
exactly.
start the season.
Exactly. Especially with all the things they do. They're all in this year, the Steelers. It's now or
serious.
Never with AR and the rest of their gang. Like, are we stupid here? Are we dumb?
No.
Enough is enough.
All the stuff
he's playing
the Steelers
for the Seahawks.
Did. Yay. You think they're not going to have TJ Watt there in the first game? Please. It's just such nonsense. Oklahoma Athletic Director Joe Castiglione will retire from his full-time role. He's been the longest tenured current AD in major college sports. God bless and good luck to Joe in his future endeavors.
Sounds like Joe's had a good run.
Notre Dame signs class of 2026 wide receiver Devin Fitzgerald. He, of course, the son of Larry Fitzgerald. Now, Notre Dame's done this with a few guys, Cam. They have a bunch of former NFL players' sons in this class. I know they have Thomas Davis's son, the old linebacker from the Carolina Panthers.
Yep.
Jermichael Finley's kid, remember him, the tight end from the Packers.
Yep.
And now Larry Fitzgerald, his son. As long as it leads to wins, Cam, that's all that I care about in South Bend.
Carver, I see you in your Stars and Stripes blazer, and I know you like to put out your little green for Notre Dame football time, and I'll tell you one damn thing. When you have Larry Fitzgerald bloodlines and the way he played the game, Notre Dame, good move on you. I can tell you one thing. The guy will have work ethic. He'll make catches. And you want to talk about wins with the Fitzgeralds? Yes. So I would say that is a good move for Notre Dame with Larry Fitzgerald's son. I can tell you that. The guy's probably going to be an animal.
Indeed. Tyson Fury claims that a Usyk trilogy fight set for April of 2026. I don't think we need to see Fury fight Usyk again.
No.
But God bless and good luck. The Flyers give Cam York, defenseman Cam York, 5-year extension worth $5.15 million AAV. It's been very quiet with hockey, and that's what it will be for the next 2 months. Quiet with hockey.
After the Mitch Marner episode where he couldn't put on the jersey and the big party in Vegas, we're going to have Cam York stories all over the board.
Yep, that's it. Sad news
Your
over the weekend,
kids are going wild,
Cam,
there.
By the way.
Are they telling you to bet on Matt Fitzpatrick
and
the Scottish?
I'm very aware. I'm aware. Former White Sox closer and World Series champion Bobby Jenks passed away, 44 years old, battled with stomach cancer. Very unfortunate. That's just awful, Cam. Bobby Jenks, I remember him, that 05
like
White
Jenks.
Sox championship team. That's a very sad story. And finally, in the who's having a bad day portion of the leftovers, that would be Cowboys wide receiver and kick returner Kevontae Turpin. He's having a bad day. Arrested for possession and carrying a weapon. That's not how you want to start your summer, Cam. Not like that.
I just won't understand this situation. Your NFL players, you got money, man. Like, just take it easy. Stay at home. Hire somebody to go out and do things for you. I just don't get it. It's just one of those situations. It's like, why, man? All you're going to do is get into trouble. Just stay at home.
That's all that can happen when things like that go on. So, Kevontae Turpin having a bad day as well there. And Tyler Johnson announces his retirement. You remember him, Tampa Bay Lightning, Blackhawks, the Bruins. Tyler Johnson finished after 700. He won a couple part of those Lightning Cup teams from a couple years ago. So Tyler Johnson finished. There you go, Cam. It's been fun here with you.
Pleasure.
Of course, Scotty's back tomorrow. Cam won't be gone for long because he'll be back Wednesday when we do the golf picks.
To make, Carver. I don't know what we're going to do this week, but I better hit the books because I got to tell you, man, this is going to be – we got two tournaments this week. I need a damn winner, too.
Got a bad feeling that we're going to be betting Tommy Fleetwood this week. I can just kind of see it. I can see it staring down the line. Yep, that Tommy Fleetwood's going to be on the card there. And I just don't know how I feel about that. But it's better than Morikawa, who's got Billy Foster on the bag the next 2 weeks. Colin Morikawa.
Morikawa's going to get an earful. Better listen to your caddy, bro.
Grab the five and hit it. Grab the five. Enough. What are you looking at? Just hit the five and hit it over there. Lynx golf. Come on. Billy might be the best thing that ever happened to Colin Morikawa.
You're right.
All right, Cam, I'll see you back on Wednesday. Actually, we'll see you tonight as well, Sports Rage Late Night. Cam will be there along with Gabe. I'll be on the radio side at 8 with Joe for Carver and Lisi. Front Office Sports is next. Great job by Mafia Luke and the crew. Great job by Coach, job. George, Gabe, and everybody else. From coast to coast on a Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.